T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
I
was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God, she's not there. Yeah. No, it wasn't you. It was me. It wasn't you. It's never you. It's me. Hey, everyone. It's hump day.
What's up with you over there? Normally, your camera's on 20 minutes early. And
just so not... I'm not with it today.
What happened?
Nothing. I'm it's one of those mornings where like I keep forgetting to do things, and I'm like, oh God, I gotta run into the other room and get
up. Day.
And then
did
I realized like
last night.
No.
Oh.
And also not a great night's sleep.
Oh boy,
it's tough. It's tough. You know, hard being me. That's not hard being me. It's easy. I have help. I have help being me. I have John. I've got Bryn. I've got you. I got Nikki.
Well, you got Dick.
Sure.
Don't forget him.
I could never. Who else? I got all kinds of people. My kids.
Yeah, you got people. Hmm. Well, that's good.
But left to my own devices early in the morning, it's easy for me to get off track. I get off track. I start like something shiny catches my eye. And I'm like, oh, let me look at that. And then I'm like, oh my God, I just spent 20 minutes of my prep time, reading about whether or not. Oh God, I don't want to say anything about it because I spent about 20 minutes putting a game together for the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh,
because I love playing games. I think you'll like this. Like I sort of got, I was like, oh, I did not realize, and I am gonna look into that. And then I was like, I could make this into a game. And then the next thing I know, it's almost 5:30.
Well,
I'm like, oh my God, I'm not
you're doing show prep. That's not bad. That's what we do.
Yeah, but not for 20 minutes.
It's worse if you'd seen boobs and had to go do something to yourself in the middle of, show prep.
That's true, Vinny.
What is
freaking pathetic. Who would do that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What kind of dumbass would do that?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
Right. Me neither. Anyway,
I felt like
some story behind that?
No,
obviously there is. You
know, no. My point is that she was still being productive and doing show prep the whole time.
Yes, it is. I definitely did spend that time on something we're going to do today.
Great.
Good. Then there you go. You know what? Actually, my computer, as I got in and I started getting my stuff ready, my computer started updating, and I'm looking at the black screen with the little. That I'm off.
No.
Oh, you better do that fast. I don't know what the deal is with it just starting while I got up to, make the coffee, but
did you plug it into a charger?
It's always plugged in, actually.
Oh, okay. Because it should do it overnight most of the time if you leave it plugged in. So that's
weird. Apparently, as I turned it on and got a few of my things, ready for action, I walked away and then the thing was... Anyway.
Hmm.
That's
one of those like, oh my God, you better be ready in time, punk.
You would think that they would get the gist of our schedules,
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
the computer would?
Yeah.
User activity.
Based on user activity, 4 in the morning isn't a good time for me to do an update.
Mm-hmm.
No. 2 in the morning, great time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it gives you an option too, like to push it to later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Later. So I don't know why it just started.
Enough, right?
Maybe I'd started it yesterday, and it was just waiting for me to,
I don't know,
fire it up this morning.
I did see some kind of notification where the OS or whatever it is going to update overnight, and I went, no, you're not. Turn the computer off.
Oh.
No, I'm not having that. I like to turn it off at night, It's good for this one, because this thing, it just hates me. I don't know what its problem is, but...
How old is it?
A new... I don't know, a year,
oh,
if that.
Boy.
I think it's something about the number of tabs I have open. But then Bryn says, no, I'm running 50,000 things on this computer. And
dude,
never
you
quits.
Can't believe the number of tabs my wife will legitimately be running on a computer at once. It's downright. I'll walk up and see what she's doing and go, can't you close any of that crap? Well, no, I'm doing every single one of those in her head is necessary.
It's absolutely
and it includes
necessary.
The Amazon shopping and of the course. Thing that are one of the kids needs and this. But there's like,
You don't want to close the tab because then you got to find the tab and reopen it again.
Like 30 at once.
Yeah. No, I have easily, because I have 4 hours of show open. Each one gets its own. Just so that I don't have tabs that are so small I can't read them.
Right.
I divide it up. So I have, I would say I have at least a dozen on each one.
Whoa.
And it's just, there they are. And there's a few that I run every day, and then I try to dump tabs at the end of the day. I'm like, I will never get to this. Let me look at this right now. Paris Hilton launches her own NFT, sells for over $1.1 million. That's been sitting in this tab for 3 days. I'm going to delete it.
Well, you just did it.
There you go. Boom.
Well, you know, your phone is already, you know, how if you look at how many tabs you have open on your phone, sometimes there's like 50 there.
Yeah.
I quit those constantly. When I stop an app, I just quit it.
Yeah. When I quit it, it still stays there when you open it back up. It still has the existing tabs that were open.
Oh.
Unless you go to the tab, you know, little section.
Oh.
Close them manually.
Yeah. I never do that.
Saves those. But
I have seen that, though, when you touch the multi-page icon or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but are they all loaded and active, or are they just sort of play saving?
It seems like they're just saved, but my point is your computer can handle it, especially.
No, you know, my computer can't handle it.
It should be able to handle it.
It should. I concur. I've switched browsers, but now I just turn it off every night, and for the most part, 99% of the time I'm fine. But this thing has quit. I'll be in the middle of a story, and I'm like, I sort of remember the story. I'll just BS my way through it, and I'm gonna hit restart on this because this thing is crashed. So, look,
it's time for a new computer, sir.
But is it?
Yeah, how old is that?
I said
yeah.
It's 1 year old. It's a brand new iMac.
Yeah, but Apple just introduced new stuff. You gotta go.
Yeah, but Vinny.
And by the way, I'm very excited to move into Carlos Santana's home.
Oh, dude, we're not moving in there.
I've now told my family, and they're
tell them no.
So into it.
That place, no. I'll tell you something. And this isn't the first time I've seen this, because I've looked at a few places that have been owned by, you know. We looked at one place. It was actually a gorgeous place. I think it was, is it Bill Ware? Who's the Ware guy?
Yeah, I think so.
A dude from the Grateful Dead. He had owned this place. It was in San Rafael.
Oh, no, it's Bob, isn't it?
Bob Weir. Yeah. Something like that. So I don't love that.
Yeah, it's Bob Weir.
So we go and we look at this house, and it's fabulous. And there were problems with it. The access to it was really difficult. Like, I don't know what it is about rock stars. Like Sammy Hagar, where he lives, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to fall off this cliff for about 10 miles. Like, oh, like total white knuckling. If anybody comes at you from the other direction, there is no, you're going to back up for a mile because there's just no place. Like, I don't know what it is. They just don't want people coming to their houses, I guess.
Well, right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're Sammy, you just lay on the horn. This is my mountain.
I guess.
Back up.
Difficult for Amazon, I'm thinking. You know, maybe they have a box somewhere. I'm like, I would never buy a house like this. I couldn't get Amazon stuff. So, this place was remote and whatever, but the real estate people hang their hat on this was this guy's house. Like, this is like that Bill Graham estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's passed through three different owners, but it doesn't matter. And there's certain things that are preserved about it so that they can continue to sell it with this guy's name. So Carlos Santana lived in this house like from 1970 to 1988. Maybe Cindy's listening and she can call in and confirm or, you know, whatever. And clearly at that point.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy. Cindy Blackman Santana, who is a fan of the show, likes the show and has been on several times.
Uh-huh.
So 70 to 88, which are great Santana years. Those are big Santana years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was, I mean, I don't know. It was his biggest album, that one that he did all the duets, the The one with the guy from Matchbox.
Yeah, later, like in the 90s, with Vanessa Carlton and yes. and a bunch of others.
That might have been his biggest mainstream album, but that guy was consistently putting out great albums for years.
What's the guy, the other guy, Rob?
Thomas.
Thomas, thank
Matchbox
you.
Matchbox 20 guy, right? Yes. I couldn't think of his name.
All I could think of was Baby. What is that song? Sing it, Coco.
Sing it, Coco.
I don't know it.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Which song are you referring to here?
Something, it goes, Baby, like, something about being, it's 2 a.m.
Oh, it's yes! 2 a.m., oh. I got to come over.
Yeah, I no. can't think of it. It's like, on the tip of my tongue, I can't think of the lyrics.
I must
come on,
Bryn,
help us out, because we're not going to be able to move on now.
Well, I was thinking it's just like the ocean under the moon.
Oh, yeah, that's the Santana song.
That's the Santana one.
Yeah, that's the guy for sure.
Yeah.
But we need the 3 a.m. Anyway. song.
What's the baby? Oh, Baby. Okay, you're looking for 2 a.m. I got you.
Is that the song's name?
Yeah, 2 a.m.
Something like that.
It's 2 a.m. I must be lonely.
Yes, that. Anyway. Actually, okay, you don't need to find it now. We got
it. It's actually
it.
Called 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Oh, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Must be time for my computer to update. Here we go.
There it is, Baby.
That's what I was going for. There okay, that's is. The guy. We so got it now.
But that isn't the guy. The guy that guy did a duet with in the 90s is the guy we're talking about. So Carlos
you know,
Santana
there's a million, maybe not a million. That's probably, well, that is an exaggeration. But I'm sure there's a lot of mini program directors out there going, do these guys have to be in the weeds every single time they do a show?
More relatable, I think.
Yeah.
Michael, go back to sleep. Just go back to put the pillow over your head and hit snooze. We'll be fine in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So they clearly hang their hat on Carlos Santana once owned this house. That is, you want to talk about deferred maintenance. That house is melting into, okay, I don't want to trash the house, but
yeah, that's,
but whoa.
But, you know, that's
I wouldn't
too bad.
I wouldn't pay a million less for the house. Than what they're asking. I wouldn't touch that house with a 10-foot pole. It's pretty. Very, very nice. The main floor, very nice. Studio.
Ooh. Oh, stinky.
And also, Tommy Igo couldn't walk around down there. I'm like, I guess we could carve like a half moon in every beam so he could walk straight through. It's like, oh, this is, Well, yeah, it's fine. Though someone is going to get a great house and fix it up nice. It's a beautiful spot. Absolutely beautiful spot. I mean, it couldn't be near more trails and walking distance of the, I don't want to say where.
But you're not buying it for me is what you're trying
to
tell me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Vinny. And actually, if you were going to buy it, I recommend against it.
Oh.
I know you. And broken front doors are the end of the world for you. Like, this is,
well,
you know,
look, I and people write in all the time because I don't think they really know my whole story. But I'm not well equipped to deal with life. It's just the way I am. It's unfortunate.
We need to keep your life smooth.
Yeah, I can't be taking on a lot of stuff. So
things need to come at you gently.
Right.
I suspect that a leak in your main floor that came down through two other floors would be problematic for you. Like, you might have a hard time going to sleep that night.
It would become all consuming. There's no question that that wouldn't be left sit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to just go, I'm going to walk by that and pretend it's not happening. Yep. I don't know what they're doing, but I couldn't do it.
Bryn looked at it though and he went, I could do that. I'd do all that by myself. I'm like, you know what? Have at it.
Oh, so you bought it for Brynny.
I didn't buy it. No, Bryn's going to buy it. If anyone's buying it, the fool is going to be Bryn.
Don't celebrate that. I'm feeling really bad about myself right now. Sheesh.
No, I would never do that.
She actually went over this whole thing of, what do you think, I'm rich? I get it. You guys think I'm rich, but that's not the case.
No, but that had nothing to do with this thing. This is what me and you were talking about some other thing. And I was like, you know, I get it. The big joke is Sarah can buy whatever she wants. That's the reality is that's not how it works. That's not, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, you can't finish that sentence because you are.
What's
you
the
know?
Reality? Actually?
Here's the thing is, you're
I'm
like,
not, waiting for I'm not, you know.
We didn't come across this by accident. You're like, I'll be looking for a giant plot of land somewhere in the North Bay. Maybe Cloverdale, but probably not. Probably a lot better than Cloverdale. Sorry, Cloverdale.
Oh, Cloverdale's
but
great.
But you suck.
No offense, Cloverdale. No, I look, you know, am I interested in land and houses and real estate in general? I am. Is it, you know, can I buy you guys houses? No. I that is,
please.
No, I'm sorry.
But
that's
please.
Not going to happen.
Maybe when she gets her own HGTV series. Maybe
Oh, yeah. Vinny, get me an HGTV series, and then I'll have all the money.
Trip out on this.
I'm ready.
Okay. I wish I could think of the name. I'll have to write my wife and ask her. So Christina follows this lady who does these projects on her own. Mm-hmm. It's apparently the story goes something like she's a really attractive blonde lady. She clearly loves doing home repair and remodel, and she appears to be very good at it. So the thing is, she, I guess her son was diagnosed with autism, and she's, the family is struggling, which any family would.
Sure, of course.
They're, you know, dealing with whatever challenges there. And in an effort to, I think, deal with that on her own, like in her own way, she just started doing projects in the house. And now she's got this Instagram that is unbelievable, really. She goes through these big full room remodels by herself. She does the photos of everything along the way. Ultimately, you get the before and after.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're full, like she did a full kitchen remodel. Uh-huh. And you can, it's like unrecognizable how much stuff she did.
And the point of this is that she does it with no help.
Well, she does this because it's her thing. And so I think she has help in the sense that, you know, she, there are things she has to go get done. But yeah, she's doing this mostly by herself. Anyway, she, I think her main plan is to get her own HGTV show. And I think she's going to. So my wife's been following this lady, and she's shown her stuff to me on more than one occasion. And she seems to be, first of all, having fun while she does it, which is kind of...
It is,
I mean,
fun.
Someone should explain to her, you're working.
Yeah, but why does all work have to... You know, if you're doing what you love, that's fun, right?
I don't know. Seems like chores to me, but okay.
I'm well aware.
But there's, like, she does these videos where now she's, you know, one of the guys she's working with, and they dance, and they do a, you know, they figure out it. It's neat. It seems like, okay, well, there's a show. I mean, why wouldn't she get a show?
Well, Christina would watch it.
Oh, it sounds like it. Yeah,
right.
I think so. But so anyway, I think that that's how some of these people get discovered is my point. So, if, you know, you're doing projects all the time.
I know.
You might as well post these pictures of, you know, your incredible transformation. So at Clarkie Park or whatever your thing is. I don't know.
Yes,
how many of those do you have now?
Just that one.
No.
Just the one, Clarkie Clark Park. Yeah, that's a, you know, the thing is, I always feel like I'm peppering people with too much stuff, you know? So then I back off.
Well,
but,
that's...
But it is true that, like, you know, if I was to buy a house in Vermont and have a B&B, I would 100% be... trying to get an HGTV show. Seems
that'd
like
be
if
a
they
good
can,
one.
Yeah, if they can underwrite some of my stuff.
Oh. I'll pitch it for you.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you. You can be my agent.
Okay,
I'll give you 1%.
Oh.
What?
Talk about that.
Listen, I got a house to buy for Vinny. You know?
That isn't a good deal.
No.
Just so you know, that's not a good deal.
Tell her. Oh, my God. She's never been an agent before. 1% is going right, lady.
Start at 10 and let her work you down just a little bit.
2%.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm like, Kris Jenner gets 10 from her kids.
Yeah, Kris Jenner is the momager of the year. I'm not paying you 10%. I don't even pay my actual agent 10%. That guy. I don't even talk to him. Years go by, I don't even talk to him. Talking to him this year, though. That check goes
you know
out
funny
every month.
Is... My dude called your dude, and your dude went, They are? My guy goes, yeah, apparently they don't talk often.
No need. He doesn't need to talk to me because the checks just keep coming in. So what do you need to talk to me for?
Oh, I just thought, wow, well, Sarah's running her deal, man. I'm sure she's got everything on lock.
Agreed. I do. Look at me over here,
right,
holding it down, spending 20 minutes of my prep time playing a stupid game.
Well, we'll see about this game.
Yeah, maybe
the game's
going to
be so fun.
Game,
oh, it's going to be great. Oh,
best
and
thing on the show.
I think that I think V Hale's going to do a crosstalk with us today, and I want to.
I hit her up yesterday. We did some really, testing.
I feel like you and you need some. You guys already kind of butt heads. Let's do a little of the trivia, the Gretchen style stuff. I pulled out my Trivial Pursuit game. I'm going to pit the two of you against each other. Let's see how V. I have a feeling you could kick her ass at trivia.
Well, we'll see, but I also believe I will kick her ass at trivia, so I feel quite confident that I'll do just fine. Thank you.
That's
so listen, before we start,
yesterday,
I don't know if you left your house, and if you did,
I did.
Then you know it was the perfect day.
The most beautiful day on record.
So I went up the coast. And the surf wasn't great, but I just was like, all right, I got a little time. I'm just going to get out and get some exercise. And where I went, there must have been, I'll say, between 3 and 5 whales, because you can't really mark which ones you're seeing, but they're just swimming right. I mean, I don't, in not even half a football field from where I was, they were feeding. So they come up nose first.
Yeah.
I think that's how they sort of flush their. I think that's their way of eating.
They
anyway,
get the krill and the baleen and they,
me and
know,
one other dude are sitting there watching them just do this repeatedly. Just coming up.
Are they coming
out of the water.
Up and falling out? Is that what?
No, falling? They're not fully breaching.
Okay,
they're actually just coming straight up, and then coming straight down, and then they were certainly you could see them breathing. They blow a big mist of water into the. It was just blue skies. Bright sunshine. It wasn't too windy.
Whales.
The whales are feeding right next to us, and it was just one of those picture-perfect days. And I think we have another one today. So as you're waking up, get out if you can and go enjoy. It's not too hot.
No.
It's not too cold. It's just like, it's perfect.
That's right. Crank that up. Sunshine. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.